I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Whoop, whoop, whoo. Hello, this is episode 44. Who would have thought we'd got here together? Your little ears, your little brain, your little smile, listening to my little voice, my little mouth, controlled by my little brain. And I say little because I'm currently in a hot place, which is in Nice. I'm in the south of France, and I am kind of ginger of skin. I'm pale of skin, and I have not covered up. I didn't cover up, did I? Didn't put any sunblock on, didn't even think. And now if I wear blue shorts, I've basically got the French flag. I've got blue, and then I've got this kind of white gap, which is where the skin hasn't been burnt. And then I've got pink, kind of red, rosy, kind of squirrel blood legs. So I know there's going to be people writing in saying that is not the French flag. I apologize to all my French listener. I know I've got one in Toulouse. I know we have worked with this format. I know we've had guests on. There'll be no guests on this one. This is our picture on holiday, surrounded by 4,500 Swedes, and he's alone. Now, I've interviewed some people. I've interviewed Andre Wikström. I've got Soren Ismail. I've got Adil Faki. I'll release them into the wild. And then I'll chase them down. No, I will release them for your ears. Soonage, but not on this. This is just me. This is back to old school. Remember the old days? Remember 1 to 38? 1 to 40? Do you remember those days when it was just me? Remember episode 7? Oof, spoiler alert. When I was just under a blanket or something, just in my room. Remember episode 9, where we had that technical mishap? And 14 people mailed me in saying there was a bit of an echo on there. I won't forget those, and I don't forget you. I'd like to thank people that have written in. Jared, he said, keep going with the podcast. Very encouraging, Jared. Thank you. Melissa said, if it changes, I'll go with the change. I like that. I like that attitude. That's the kind of attitude we want. I want to tell you what I'm doing. I'm in Nice. I've eaten more pulled pork than a pork that's been pulled. I don't know what happened. I don't know when society decided, do you know what? We should have some pulled pork. You know, I don't know where it came from. In the same way, I think it's like they had chocolate and then someone said, let's have white chocolate. We had pork, didn't we? We had pork and now we're pulling it, aren't we? We've decided to pull it. And people lose their minds. It's like crack cocaine for people. People are like, if my pork ain't pulled, I ain't eating no pork. I need my pork pulled, which is not a euphemism. So I've been eating pulled pork to the point where my stomach is sort of giving it that kind of holiday feel of, dude, can you stop eating pulled pork? Yeah. So and talking of meat and stuff, I'm here with 4,500 Swedes. I reckon 4,873 of them are male. It's a sausage fest. It's a korv fest, as the Swedes call it. Because I don't drink alcohol, it can be quite strange. It's sort of like seeing the destruction of the world, like zombies, basically. It's like add alcohol, and they're doing an amazing thing here in where we are in Camp Sweden. The local supermarket to stop to stop like drinking and stuff like that. They now have stopped serving beer, okay? So they've said nobody can have beer. You can't buy beer from the supermarket, which hasn't really stopped any of the Swedes because they have gone, Fifan, let's get a taxi. It'll cost us 30 euros each and we'll buy some beer and then we'll come back. They've probably saved, they've probably lost in a business kind of plan. They've probably lost 5 euros a bottle there. But what the local supermarket's done, which is pretty weird, is they've refused to sell beer, but they only serve hard liquor. So at when it opens at 7:30 a.m., you can buy hard kind of liquor, you know, like 68%, you know, petrol fumes and headphone juice and stuff, you know, like really weird kind of drink. I don't know what headphone juice is. Don't get paranoid. Don't now take off your headphones and think there's like juice in your ears. There isn't. Yeah, you can buy these alcohol things. And I mean, I've got nothing against drinking. I think if you're on holiday and you've worked, you know, most Swedes work 30 weeks a year, don't they? And then they got 22 weeks holiday, especially over summer. You know, if you haven't got 14 weeks, you're not a Swede, are you? Really? You need that whole... What I think you do in Sverige is you have such a holiday that people think you've left the country permanently. You know, you sort of say goodbye in the middle of June and then you come back with a big beard. It's like Into the Wild. You know that movie? Spoiler alert, tragic. So that's kind of happening. I went to the game. There's a few people who have come to see the shows. You know, we've been doing comedy. I'm here with Adil Faki. I've got Soren Ismail's here as well. I'm Peter Bristoff. So it's kind of, you know, we're this kind of little comedy. They're not doing the comedy. Adil and I are doing it. But Soren's been getting up doing chants. We're all kind of, you know, trying to make it the best comedy show we can. But it's funny. Because Soren Ismail has got fame, right? He's quite the celebrity, you know, where people, especially men of a certain age, don't seem to say his name. They just chant it, Soren, Soren. And then I've done a few shows. They've gone quite well, folks. I'll be honest with you. You know, I played in front of about 1,000 people the other day. I'll be honest, they were quite happy with the little owl picture. Little old picture of the comedian, you know? So I did a few little jokey wokies. They really enjoyed it. And I love doing comedy. And I love doing it in front of Swedes. In the sunshine. What could go wrong? Nothing. It went brilliant. They loved it. So then people were then asking me for selfies and photos. As though they wouldn't do that until they went, oh, right, that guy's been on the stage. He made me laugh. Let's get a selfie. Let's get a photo. But it has been quite funny because I've seen a few people say to their friends, hey, can I get a photo? And then their friends have gone, okay. And they don't really, they haven't seen the show. So it's been a confusing few days. But I've loved it. It has been funny. It's funny to see Swedes on holiday. There's some people that they're not really bothered about the football. They're not even bothered about, you know, what's happening or anything. They're here just for the crack, just for the laugh, you know. And one funny thing was I saw a man in Speedos. There we go. Saw a man in Speedos. Speedos to me should be banned, okay? And I think they would. I didn't do a kind of CSI investigation, but I think they were kind of the little kind of, let's call them thong Speedos. Is that even a thong? Is that even a thing? The little kind of, the ones that kind of sneak up the crack of your bum. They get up the line of your rumpa. And he had the little Speedos on. Wow. There's no photos. There will be no photos of that incident. It was just etched in my memory. A little man walking past in a kind of black Speedo thong number with both of his cheeks bouncing up and down, winking to me, basically give me a little wink of the eye, like, sha, 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 rumpa, dumpa, pumpa. So, yeah, that's been good. I went to the game in Toulouse, and I saw Sweden lose. A lot of talk about the security here, right? A lot of, you know, kind of France has been hit by terrorism, so the security is quite high, but very friendly, very kind of, hey, we've got to do our job, let's check it, you know. And then I saw, you know, they've got massive guns as well, and I'm not talking muscles here, I'm talking proper Rambo kind of silly guns, you know. And so I saw these two massive kind of soldier beast looking people, and then there was a female police officer in the middle with a kind of like a, she's had like body armor on, and she's got kind of a gun as well. And then I saw a Swedish guy try and walk through them, not round them, walk through them. Fee fan, we're talking guns, you know. And the gun thing is quite a strange thing. When we arrived at Nice Airport, there was, you know, the walking kind of steps, you know, the walking. It's not an escalator. It doesn't turn into steps. But it's, anyway, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's the kind of one where you stand still and then you've got to think, shall I walk? And then people walk past you. They kind of walk past, but you stand. You just stand and you move. It's almost like you're kind of some kind of Jesus on the water, okay? That broke down, and then three or four big suitcases, which were being dragged, got kind of stuck, you know? It's that kind of, you know, when you see over the edge of a waterfall like Niagara Falls, you know, it was kind of that. It was the suitcases kind of... And then what did the police officers? They ran. They ran to help the suitcases, the suitcase incident, and they ran whilst holding a gun. And I thought, there we go. I thought the end was near for me. I thought he's going to pick up the suitcase and he's going to accidentally pull the trigger. I'm going to be shot in the leg or something, or maybe in, I don't know. Anyway, not to be shot. I wasn't shot anyway. So that's a pretty shit story. Yep, went to Toulouse, and we watched the game.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The seats I was in was row 36, if you need to know that. Some people didn't really realise that 36, the seat, the line, the queue, the level, the row, okay, after seven attempts I've got it, the row 36. The Swedish fans were amazing as well. Swedish people travel well. You're bloody brilliant. You're friendly. I don't know many countries. I don't know any other countries, to be honest. Maybe another Scandinavia, maybe Norway or Denmark, perhaps, where you could have this, where there's no violence. There's a couple of stupid people. Let's be honest. You know, if they say 1 in 10 people are stupid. If there's 4,500 people, you know, and there's me as well. So you know, I'm boosting numbers. So they, so that people couldn't find their seats. It was very confusing. It went to like 29, and then You had to find 36. I'd found 36. I was there early. So I'm sitting there, and this guy comes in. He's got a hockey gorilla. He's got more snooze than a regular Presbyterian, okay? In his face, basically. He's Botoxed up. That's what he looks like. He's got lip implants of the snooze variety. He comes up, says to me in Swedish, the 36. Is this 36? I go, remember he says it in Swedish. I go, yeah. This is 36. Bit tricky to find, but this is 36. I've solved your crime. I've solved your, the solution has been solved by Detective Al Pitcher. He stares at me, goes, nay, prata svenska. Now, some people think I should be offended by that. I should actually be able to speak Swedish. Let's cut the bias, okay? I struggle with the language in the same way that people struggle to give up smoking, in the same way that people struggle to get fit, in the same way that people struggle in life. I have struggled with the language. But for him to say that was kind of strange after I've solved his situation by understanding what he wanted or what he needed. You know, it's not like an emergency. Like, you don't run out and go, my house is on fire in Swedish. My house is on fire. My house is on fire. And then I say, don't worry. I've got some water. And then I stop the fire. And then he just stares at me and goes, nej, prata svenska. It makes you feel like you didn't want to sort of help. But I did help. We watched the game. We lost. It was 8 hours there on a bus and 8 hours back. Like 5 hours at the game. 4 hours at the game. 22 hours it was. I'm still broken from it. I know it's first world problems. Not third world. It's first world problems, isn't it? You know, it's not good. It's not good to complain about shit like that. But you know when you book a holiday? You know when you go, you know, to your, I don't know, partner or person you're with, or even if it's you on your own, you think, ooh, it's a cheeky low budget flight for 3 krona. I'm having that. But then you look at the time it departs and it's something like 5:23 in the morning. You don't give a shit, do you? You just go, I'm booking that. You know, you even save on the bag because you're only there going for 2 days. So you get up. But you have to get up like almost 2 days before. You know, you have to get you probably get a bus. You arrive there, you got to be an hour before. So you arrive there at 4:23 and you are gone. You are broken. You've got 2 days in a destination very soon, which you're not going to like because you're broken. You're absolutely knackered. So that was it. That was what it was like. And there was no drinking on the buses. That's a French law. But I did hear people did get quite drunk. And then one of the drivers, like a French driver, failed a breathalyzing test. You know, like the blow in the bag, failed that. So the bus had to wait and they had to get a new driver. Very French, very, very weird. I hope you're having a good time. Good. I hope you're having a great time in Sverige. I'll be home soon, kids. Talking on my kids, my little daughter has got a black eye. And it's of the blue variety. It's very blue. It's very kind of, but she's a little warrior. She's a little Viking from way back. So she will not be listening to this. I don't think she downloads this podcast, actually. She listens to Spotify. I mean, she's 2. So I'm going to arrive back. I'm going to arrive back for a bit of again, I don't drink, so that's going to be an awkward dance, you know? It's going to be an awkward time for all when Pitcher gets up and dances. Someone will put on a kind of grass traditional grass headband, you know, the flower headband. I'll have the luck where it's got some kind of festing in it or something like that, or some kind of bug that kind of itches my head, bites into my head. I actually had a wasp on a bus. Have you ever had a wasp on a bus? That's a panic, isn't it? It's like having a bird in the house. Have you ever had a pigeon in your house? Oh, you haven't lived until you've had a pigeon in your house. I chased a pigeon out of the house once. Narking. I was narking feast, wasn't I? I chased the pigeon out going, hurr, hurr. It was kind of weird when the neighbour looked over. He couldn't actually see the pigeon, just saw me making the noises for the pigeon to leave. So yeah, I'm going to arrive back for midsummer. I love midsummer. It's very, very, wow, Swedish, isn't it? No other place in the world puts a big phallic kind of symbol up and then dances around it. I love that dance as well, because you're kind of going around the big penis shape thing. You're dancing around it, and you've just got to commit. You got to dance like there's no tomorrow. You know, you just got to, you know, because your kids are there, and your kids are going, "Don't let me down," you know. And you can't bring out any moves. You just got to go round. Just go round. You know, you can't be doing no moonwalking. But I do love midsummer. Although I don't drink, it can change most things, to be honest. It can be, I think it gives people confidence to go round the big pole, you know. But it's a family day and it's a good day, so I'm looking forward to that. So glad midsummer to you all, folks. I've got some interviews in, what do they say, when they've recorded an album, in the can. I've got them in the can. I'll release them. I'm going to change the name of the podcast. That'll happen mid-July. Same thing. Just felt I would freshen it up a bit, you know. A new photo. I'm going to kind of have an operation to change my voice to this. Shall I talk like this? So I'll see how many listeners I lose from that. Any questions? Don't forget to email me. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter, The Al Pitcher, or Al Pitcher on Instagram. I'm going to the Sweden-Belgium game, so look out for me. I'll be wearing a yellow kind of gold shirt, and I'll be waving and probably arguing with people who don't like me speaking English. That was very confusing for that person. It was like sitting down watching Ingmar Bergman kind of movie, and then like a Bergman film, and then kind of seeing that it's in Japanese or something. It's kind of like you'd hit the TV like, what the hell's wrong with this? Should be speaking Swedish. So yeah, I know full well, I know very well that I should be speaking Swedish, but I don't need a man with a little hockey forella and enough snooze to save Småland to tell me what to do. Very aggressive ending, Al Pitcher, very aggressive ending. I will tell you this, I am doing some shows. All my shows are on, I'm going to Hamburg Sund, I'm going to Falkenberg and Gothenburg. I'm going to the Stockholm Archipelago. If you want all the information, if you want to smell the skin that is slightly sunburnt, if you want to see a face that looks like a clown with the red nose and the red cheeks, actually the whole red face, come and see me. Look on my website, www.alpitcher.com. Have a fantastic midsummer. I'll be back with some interviews in the next few weeks. Don't forget to pull your pork. Don't forget to drink well. Don't forget to wear your grass headband. Kowakaka, kowakaka to you all. Happy, happy summer from the south of France, where Sverige go into the game. I think they've played two games now. They haven't had one shot. They've scored one goal, but they haven't had one shot. That's going to be funny, because apparently the rumour is when they actually have a shot, the Swedish fans are going to just go crazy and jump up and down like they've scored a goal. I don't know how much confidence that gives the team, but I think it's slightly funny. So look out for that one. Take care. Look after your family. Look after your pets. Don't forget, if you've got a squirrel in the house, open a window. Don't eat too much food. Don't drink too hard. And it's been a pleasure. Taksimikit. Puss puss. This has been episode 44, actually. And I'm 44. Nothing to say after that. Puss for now. See you soon. Any questions, email me. Facebook me. Keep in touch. Hug the closest one near you. Even if you're on a bus now. If you're on a bus or on a tunnelbana and you're on a train, you're going to work, you've got a week to go before your vacation, and you're going to go to your little stuga, my little stuga, what you need to do, look to the person next to you and give them a big hug. If you're driving the bus, take your headphones out. But if you're next to someone, give them a hug now. It's kram time. Do it. Do it. Please. Snälla.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.